It is a unique and somewhat remote stretch of river one can float or canoe. For years, ranchers knew of the beauty of this place, and now more people are coming to a river in the Sandhills region of Nebraska to catch some views you can only see on the water. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In north central Nebraska, you'll find a scenic river that has become quite a popular place to take a float downstream.
In the river going down, basically, in most places, you can stand in the water. I mean, it might be waist deep. There's a few spots that are deeper, but basically, you can stand in the water.
Carlene Boyles is describing the Niobrara River. Many people begin their trip just downstream from Valentine, Nebraska.
Oh, you see little waterfalls coming in, and then Smith Falls is the big waterfall, and you can walk up to that. You can see all sorts of flowers and eagles, and you can see birds.
And the scenery is stunning in many places, with steep banks and cliffs cut from the sandhills, beauty that can only be seen when you actually are on the river. There are stretches of this river with few or no crossings for quite some distance, and Kathy Burchill says that led one family to devise a unique way to help get their kids to school.
Even through the 70s, a cable car that was big enough for two people, you could ride across the river. And the person who lived there built it because his kids went to school on the north side of the river.
And once across the river, those teens could get on to school.
So they leave a car on each side so that when they got there, they could take the car on. And then when they come back, they could take the car the other way.
The old cable car is no longer used, although you may still be able to see the remnants of the system. This is a beautiful stretch of water to float or canoe, with scenery and wildlife that is bringing more people to see it here in the Sandhills. Traveling the countryside on the Niobrara River between Valentine and Ainsworth, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCrae.